T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Have you ever tried to bail on a date when you realized the person sucked?
No. No.
Not that I can remember. No. I'm sure it's happened to me.
A new survey found 1 in 5 people have done it, and we'll tolerate a bad date for 51 minutes before we ditch the person, which I think is generous.
So you're already there.
Right.
And then, right, so now you're saying, are you bailing during the thing?
Exactly. So are you there, you're having a bad date, and it's like, okay, I need to get out of here.
No, but I always try to go, like either coffee or drinks first, and then we can work our way up to, like, dinner.
Agreed. People also asked about bowing out ahead of time. 44% of us have done that. On average, we will cancel 19 hours beforehand.
Well, that's, I mean, 19 hours before, I'd rather have that than have an awkward date. If you don't want to go on the date, just let's not
absolutely.
Do it.
It sounds to me like you set up the date, and then maybe you got on the internet and did a little research and determined that based on their social media posts, like, maybe not the right person.
And if that's the case, yes, bow out ahead of time. Do not waste their time, dude. If you want to give them a shot, a legitimate shot, you go right ahead. But if you've already gone into this with a no and you don't want to embarrass yourself by turning them down, just bow out of it. Mm-hmm. It hurts less doing it that way, man. But that does bring us to
the Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
The top 10 excuses we've used to cancel a date. I'm not proud, but I've had to use this one a time or two. I ran out of gas. I had a flat tire. I didn't have money for cab fare. My tux didn't come back from the cleaners. An old friend came in from out of town. Someone stole my car. There was an earthquake. A terrible flood. Locusts. It wasn't my fault. I swear to God. Works every time.
Every time.
Every time.
Every time. I have a locust problem.
Just rattle that off.
The 10 plagues. That is.
Indeed. Like,
no, they're not coming for 17 years, dude.
Yeah. So a few that just missed the top 10. My pet is sick. I forgot we were grabbing food and already ate. Wow.
Damn.
I can't find the place. Liar. You look like my sibling and I can't get past it. Which, to be fair, that's an okay excuse of bowing out ahead of time. But you shouldn't have set it up in the first place.
Yeah.
I have definitely been with somebody who, like, it didn't really dawn on me till, like, to the moment I realized it. They looked like they could be in my family, like a cousin or something.
Yep.
I was just like, I can't. And once it got in my head, it completely ruined it. I was like, we're not gonna.
Yeah, I guess it would, man.
I've hung out with somebody a couple different times that a friend of a friend is dating, and I keep looking at her like, doggone it, you look just like my sister, and that is weirding me out, dude.
Yeah, that's tough.
The top 10 excuses that we've used to cancel a date. Number 10, I got stuck in traffic.
All right, fair.
I feel like that's a very easy argument to use as far as just showing up late.
Right, you might be full of crap, but it's very reasonable to think that happened.
If I'm on a date, I'm going to be on time, man.
Sure. Well, and the thing is that I got caught in traffic, so you just ditched the whole thing? Really?
It's real bad.
I'm running late.
It's really, really bad traffic. I'm not going. Number 9, a friend or family member showed up unannounced.
I might believe that. Okay.
Yeah. And it,
in this day and age?
Right. It also depends on, I think, the age that you are.
You got to go high for that one.
Right. You know, if you hit a certain age group, a friend or family member coming over unannounced, that's not an excuse.
Yeah. I'd say, like, look, man, my grandma's not in good shape, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on with the family or something.
Number 8, I have a deadline at work.
Oh, come on.
Right, and these are reasons for canceling, right?
Right. Yeah. These are the excuses that we've used to cancel a date.
Yeah. These lists can be tough, too. It's like, I don't know, how many dates have you gone on? Like,
sure.
Do you even know the person?
Right. Is this a first date? Exactly.
Yeah.
I've been married 20 years. That's when you do the work thing.
But, I mean, this has gone on for years, right? Just before we had cell phones, it was like, got stood up, huh?
Much easier, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, she's coming.
Is she? Go ahead. Have another beer.
You want a shot? It's, you know what? It's on me.
It's on me, buddy. Here's a plate of fries. Tide yourself over.
Dude, I'm going to do that next weekend.
Just ditch somebody? Just ghost them?
No, the opposite. I'm going to get I'm going to like save a spot at the bar, make friends with the bartender when she never shows up. Just be a poor sap.
Dude,
maybe get a free drink.
If you really want to drive it home, add this. And today's my birthday. Oh, you're getting no job.
I don't know why my mind went to like, that's a great way to get free drinks. I can afford my own beer. Now I'm just being pathetic in a bar.
Write this idea down. Number 7, my car broke down.
So that one, I guess you could use. The problem is when it actually does.
Right. You didn't get it fixed.
Right. How bad's your car? These, again, are the top 10 excuses that we've used to cancel a date. Number 6, I realized I'm not ready for a relationship.
Yeah.
All right. I believe it. Okay, cool. With you. Those are the two words they left out.
Mm-hmm. Right. And they're... I've had these things said to me. Like, you know it's BS, but you're not...
What are you going to do?
Right, you're not going to be like, you're lying.
Right. See, but I would prefer...
Don't you want to be with me now? Right? Like, you can't... Right, there's no good way. If somebody hits you with a line like that, like, you can't...
You can't fight it.
Right, because you're just kind of screwed.
But I'd rather a good excuse that just eventually leads...
My zipper's stuck.
...to be done. Yep. Yeah, right. I realized I'm not ready for a relationship. It's like, well, you could have told me a while ago, man.
Neither am I. I just want that bud. Yeah.
Like, criminently. Number 5, I forgot there's something important I have to do.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Don't worry about that nondescript excuse.
Yeah. Like my ex. I can read through the line.
Man, she called up. I'm sorry, we're going to reschedule.
This is a guaranteed thing. So.
I'm just saying, your first date, she's like fourth booty call.
Yeah, this is what we call a guaranteed smash. The GS.
The hoop is set at 6 feet, if you know what I'm saying. Number 4, I have a headache. I feel like that excuse has gotten used in a couple different places.
You better go migraine.
Yeah, it's got to be migraine.
Kidding. Migraine is the only one that actually is a real thing.
No kidding.
What if she doesn't get migraines?
Then pop two Advil and let's get the business down.
Right?
Advil work in an hour.
I know what cures a headache.
I'm with Mike. I feel like that's more of a sex excuse.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I have a headache. Ironic, because I said
so
to
Mike.
So do I,
Mama. That's why I brought it up.
I said to Mike in the last break, I said, man, I got a headache.
Well, was Mike propositioning you again?
I know. No, I'm just letting everybody know I can't have sex tonight.
That's why you walk into a bedroom with a glass of water and two Advil. Who's that for? It's for you. Why? It's for your headache. I don't have a headache. Sweet.
I will send the ladies in the lobby home, Ted. I know they were waiting.
Yeah, they're all down there just waiting to jump my bones.
They usually do. Ted has a whole group that just kind of waits at the bottom of the elevator.
Oh, we know. It's like the Ed Sullivan Theater when the Beatles were there.
It is, man.
Yeah.
Number 3, I've got a work emergency.
Okay. I mean, look. Depending on what you do, if they are a doctor, I go, all right, plausible.
Sure.
If you work, I don't know, at Red Lobster, I don't know if I'm buying it. Yeah, radio, ain't no emergency.
That's one, not a big deal. That is one downside of our job.
What's that?
Like, you're like, I can't, man. Like, you know me, I got to work. And they're like, it's a best of. Like,
cool.
All right, fine. We just didn't text you. Yes, we're at Buckley's.
An administrative day.
Yeah, right?
Oh, I have gone to somebody's house after having already told them that I had the day off, and they said, what are you doing today? You about to go into work? Yeah, I'm taking off out of here right now to go up to work because I really don't want to hang here. Number 2, a family member's sick.
My cat's birthday.
My cat's birthday. I gotta go get her a little candle and cake.
I feel like that person's telling me the truth, and they've just offered me the red flag. Like, you know what? I believe you. I believe you.
And then the number one excuse that we have used to cancel a date, it's tried, it's true, and it's simple. They don't feel good. Precisely. Montreal's.
I got the runs.
I'm not going to lie, dude. I can't get off the toilet.
I got diarrhea, mama. We got to reschedule.
Hey, girl. It's me, Ted. Yeah, I got diarrhea.
Let's decide I need to solidify on the backside. You feel me?
I got the diarrhea. I can't make it out to
all
the
right,
bar.
FaceTime me then. Like, all right. You think I won't?
Bet.
As I sprint to a bathroom and tear my shirt off.
Now, it might be because I got friggin' wasted last night and I got the runs.
That's true.
Mondre.
Yeah, I got the runs, baby. Look, I will tell you this. If someone says straight up they have diarrhea or the runs, believe them. Because that's not a brag. You it's just not say, a look, flex.
I'm having stomach right. issues, man. I can't do that.
By your stomach, do you mean your butt?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.